is Dr. Robinson Ferguson dictating Fishman physical on patient Gibson, G-I-T-S-O-N, Fishman Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, the date of evaluation, August 24, 2021, the patient's date of birth, June 8, 1963, the referring physician, Dr. Kimberly Hicks, the HPI, correction, chief complaint, 58-year-old African-American male who is seen in follow-up. The HPI, the patient is a 58-year-old male with history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, trivial mitral regurgitation, who is seen in follow-up, period. He had previously been followed by Dr. Kimberly Hicks and was first seen in this office on October 16, 2020, period. At that time, he was noted to have hypertension, which was uncontrolled, and abnormal EKG, with evidence of left axis deviation, period. He was started on amlodipine and subsequently referred for colonoscopy, period. He was further referred for routine laboratory, period. The patient presents for follow-up, period. He has had no chest pain or apnea or PND, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number trivial mitral regurgitation. B. Next number depression, past surgical history unremarkable, medications, atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1 HS, amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 daily, hydrochloric iodide, 25 milligrams, take 2 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. He lost the younger brother to liver disease. His second brother died as related to an industrial accident. Social history, he denied cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Renal systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 155/89, pulse 95, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 158 pounds, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The plan, correction, the impression, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, inguinal hernia, the plan, discontinue hydrochloric iodide, discontinue lisinopril, start amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 daily. He requires Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, urinalysis, PSA. Further requires CT of the pelvic and abdomen to evaluate possible hernia. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.